In a Cambridge, Massachusetts courtroom, the man charged with beating to death another hockey dad took the stand today. Thomas Junta claims he was acting in self-defense during a violent altercation at a hockey rink in the summer of 2000. That fight, which arose over rough play in the two men's sons' pickup hockey game, left 40-year-old Michael Costin dead of massive brain injuries. Peter Gelzinis has been covering the trial for the Boston Herald. He says that three Costin boys were playing against a team that included Junta's son.
Junta had come to pick up his sons and was watching the game and not really paying too much attention when it was called to his attention that things were starting to get rough. He goes down, he goes on the ice, he and Costin have some words about Costin's inability to control the kids, and then the buzzer sounds and the kids head off to two respective locker rooms. This is where the encounters really begin. There are two encounters that start. First one is essentially a little bit more than pushing and shoving, which is broken up by a couple of rink officials. The manager of the rink, a woman by the name of Nancy Blanchett, asks Junta to leave. And he leaves, goes out to the parking lot, comes back in. Second encounter happens, and Costin never gets up.
The testimony today from the defendant Thomas Junta looked like it was quite emotional. What were some of the highlights?
Well, I think when his lawyer on direct from Thomas Orlandi, his counsel, when he is telling Orlandi at the end of his testimony that he looks down at Costin, he tended to get emotional then. He is saying that there's three punches. He's 275 pounds. Costin was 156 pounds. Costin is lying flat on his back on the floor. Junta is kneeling over him. He comes down with at least three punches. When you consider the kind of medical evidence that was brought out in pretty graphic detail in terms of the kind of damage that was done to Costin's brain, and that part of his spinal cord fuses with the neck and head, you've got to believe that these weren't ordinary punches by any stretch of the imagination.
Seems like part of the irony here is that this defendant, Thomas Junta, had originally complained that this hockey game was too violent, that his own son was being bullied, and that the victim who ultimately died, Michael Costin, wasn't doing anything to stop it.
Yeah, the famous line is that he tells him that hockey is supposed to be fun. The chilling thing, the kind of haunting thing and tragic thing about this is that the trial has been a showcase for dissecting rage in sort of very clinical detail. And you see where there are key moments along the way where things could have been different.
They take hockey very seriously there in the Boston area. What are people saying about this case? It's become known as the Rink Rage Trial.
It's interesting. I think what you've got here is that very sort of tragic, sad line between parental involvement and parental ego. Obviously, a lot of people will get very defensive because they'll say, look, you know, this is something I do with my kids. You know, that under most circumstances wouldn't be a negative thing, but then where do you draw that line?
Peter Gelzinis of the Boston Herald.